Labradorite, featuring future star, our friend, guest, currently performing. Well, or getting ready to perform. It's hard to say without being there. At the Lido.
Mint Records legend.
Mint legend.
The last time, Lena on the show, and that's where she revealed the enormous news that she has signed to, which is so cool.
Yes. As soon as we played we announced it, we played a big, famous country rock song that my partner Katie, for a moment, thought was the new Future Star record and was very confused.
I think Selena, in a second, would shift genres to match Hardy.
Sure.
To be totally honest.
Pull her own Beyonce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just heard, before the Golden Age of Wrestling, you heard new music from Soft Fossil, the alto of site frontman Eric, and that was called Remapping, from a double single, Remapping and Coronator. And before that, Drew 2 by Patrick Frugia. Cool pop song there, electro pop with some sort of punky rock tendencies, I guess. I think we're just gonna, unless you got something else you want to say about any of those tracks.
Well, I was gonna say, from one person that signed with a record person that signed to a record label of note.
Yeah, we're gonna play now some music by at least one time interview and CJSF alum. Hallelujah Hailu, who is also, I think, soon to be a graduate of this. She will be too to be played on our measly independent underground scene. But Hallelujah signed with Records and has just released a EP album. It's 7 tracks, right in the middle there.
Right on the
line. And it features the single Manic Pixie Pacifist, which is blowing up on our national radio broadcaster, which I listen to all the time. And it's always weird to hear someone who, I guess I hear people I've met on the radio all the time here on the mixtape. But anyway, let's do it.
Let's dig in.
Enough talking. This is Manic Pixie Pacifist by Hallelujah Hailu.
Don't call me and expect anything other than my usual apathetic tone. Come not to pray on me, who else knows? Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist.
Gibbs, Intuition, out now. and is great.
So vibey. We are so two sets of vibey songs.
Yeah, and coming up, more vibey. No,
nope.
Just kidding.
Hard shift.
Classic patented mixtape, Hard Shift. Jumping. Word for genres that starts with an H.
Yeah, genre hopping. Genre catapulting.
Nip it.
Yeah, we're getting a pop punk emo swapperino here.
But not before we let you know what you just heard, of course. Before Sade, we heard from another mortal, their new track, Butterfly High. And before that was Manic Pixie Pacifist. Probably the last time we get to play Hallelujah on the show.
It's a sad day, but...
Well, it's great for Hallelujah.
Hallelujah can go hang out with Japandroids now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
In the Hall of Fame. No, I'm not going to do it. this is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM. You might be listening live on Sunday night from 8 to 9, or you could possibly be catching us podcasted or one of the times we repeat on Tuesday and Friday mornings. Either way, thanks for hanging out. We appreciate it. And Jamie,
yeah,
you did leave the house this week.
Despite my desires to stay inside, I did leave and go to a concert that was very good. And it's funny that we have those rebroadcast times because one of the people in the bands that I saw play said that the first time they ever heard their song on the radio was when we chose during the week.
Nice.
And they heard the song, so... That's cool. That person was Tara from Cursed Words, formerly of Strange Breed, who are a band that we've had on the show. Cursed Words is the new project with Tara and Meg from that band, from Strange Breed, with two new people joining. You are both, it's in prose, but
yes.
Also trying, like, doing a new thing, whereas, like, things, they're still, like, what are you gonna do? That they could, like, edges they could soften, but they're all still extremely good at what they do, and the songs are good, and they opened the show at Bullies on, which is a Vancouver show for Kelowna's Costin, who's a band that I don't know if you've listened over the last couple of years, but I'm pretty obsessed with.
Jamie, let me get this straight. A Vancouver for Kelowna band in New Westminster?
Yes.
What about this is Vancouver?
Everything, Jesse. It's Metro Vancouver. Okay. But yeah, so Cursed Words was great. The band after was Cloud Sick. Couldn't find them online, which honestly, I could probably be better at research.
But also, if anything, that I feel like that's cred. That's credibility points. If you're a band and you're not on the internet.
Cloud Sick was good. If you see them in and around town, go find them. Or if you're better at finding them on the internet than I am, go do that. Emo, pop punk, post-hardcore, whatever you want to call it, is good. And right behind them was Poor Sport. Who, guess what? Fill all those areas as well. Emo, pop punk, post-hardcore. A lot of yelly, but cool guitar licks. Everyone just has like little moments of tappy, tappy, tappy on the guitar next this weekend. And it was amazing. Poor Sport was fantastic. We're going to get to some of them in a little bit. And, of course, the headliner was Costin, who continues to be one of the most exciting live acts from this city. Jenna, the lead singer of the band, a frenetic and exciting as a performer. Very great singer, very active on stage. She's extremely good at navigating.
Love it.
The front person status. And then, of course, the backing line of that band is absurd and extremely good. And like Lexi, who plays guitar in Costin, is really quite talented. Plays like a 12-string guitar, I believe, or like very many strings, more than a regular string guitar sometimes. Real Korn vibes, but it's a little poppier than that. It's a lot of fun. Costin's fantastic. If you missed them in Metro Vancouver, well, you should go see them. They're currently on a West Coast tour at the time of this recording. But yeah, they're fantastic. I'm glad I got to see them again.
Love that. Thanks for the report, Jamie. B+.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will now give you some musical examples to let you know what you missed out on, just to tease you a little bit, so to motivate you to go next time. Catch these bands. We're going to start with Chapter 2 by Cursed Words.